child cannot think.
Motor car is running. The child will think the motor car is running. But the same man will understand that there is life.
Persons who deny the existence of God, unlike the silly machine, nature is a machine. But behind the machine, there is an operator. We just can cannot understand. Nābhi jānāti. Māmi bhapparamam. Krihi gunavai bhāvaka. Machine is working, nature is working. That much they can see. And behind the machine, there is a bird. That is it. Prabhu Ram. What the atheist will say? Has the atheist an experience that any machine works without operator? Has he got any experience?
No.
Then why does he say?
But this material, this whole universe, we cannot compare this whole universe with any machine created by man.
Yes. How do you bring man? This machine is being created and being operated by God.
Well, we don't have any experience of such a machine.
Huh?
All the machines that
what
we...
What do you mean by machine?
Well, just like a car. Define.
What is your idea of machine? Just like the other day we saw the Thomson Press. They're being printed and being collected and this and so many things are being done. It is like this. By machine, the seasonal changes going on. The sun is rising, the moon is rising, the water, the ocean, the waves are there. Everything, machine working. It is machine. Everything being systematically done. Such a big ocean, the vast water, it is just on the brink. Come on. It is so organized. The sun is rising exactly in time, astronomical. The astronomical watch is 1/10,000 part of a second. It's so accurate. You find everything is going like that. But today is Ekadasi, 11th day of the moon. The moon shall be like this. It is there. One can see the moon and he can calculate today is Ekadasi. This is not machine. It's exactly machine.
But the thing is that this machine is so wonderful that it goes on without an operator.
That is your dullness. You are asker, you cannot understand how the machine is working, how big it is. That is your dullness. But it is a machine, very big machine.
Yeah, we accept
you cannot understand that is not, that is not a machine. This is not very good argument, that I cannot understand, that will be. But you see, the idea of machine is there already. Everything is going on, machine.
It is such a good machine, it doesn't require an operator.
That is the wonder of it.
No, that is wrong. You cannot find out in your experience anywhere, any machine, which is not being operated by a person. You cannot find it. Then why do you bring this idea? That without operator it is going. Where do you get this idea? This is a false idea. Because you have no such experience. Where is the machine? That here is a machine going on without any operator.
To try.
Find out the machine.
We're trying. We're trying. There are some automatic machines.
They're automatic is behind that the operator.
Mm-hmm.
The button master.
Someone must turn it on and off.
Yeah. There's no such automatic machine.
No.
It is impossible.
we can see the operator of these small machines, Srila Prabhupada. We cannot see the operator of this big machine.
Have you seen the operator in the powerhouse?
No.
Electric, then? Do you think the powerhouse is going on?
Well, we could see him. We could go, we could drive there right now.
Yes, we could see him. Yes, we can go to Krishna and see him. They requires qualification.
But it's not so easy.
Huh?
That's not as easy.
No, it is very easy. It is simply, as we are teaching our student, just become a devotee, Abhan Namaskar, Manvana Bhavavad Bhakta, always think of it, and he'll go to him. It is not at all difficult. Bahava Jnana Tapasa, Madhvamam Madhira, Bahava, many did come to me. How? Jnana Tapasa. By knowledge and tapasya, being purified, they come to you. Krishna said, why you are disappointed? You can go. Krishna is open. Tevi janti paran, siya suddha tatha vishya. Even the woman, less intelligent, sudra, vishya, they can come. Where is the difficulty? Even if you are born very less, you can go. Krishna is open to everyone. Simply, you become qualified, that's all. And what is the qualification? Manvana bhavavat bhakta madhya jivana. Just always think of me, become my devotee, offer your respect to me, and manvana worship me. That's all. Four things that you have to wear, opening this temple for this purpose. That you always think of me, you worship me, you offer obedience. Become his devotee. And then, Mami Vaishyasi Asangsa, without any doubt, he will come to you. Where is the difficulty?
With the operator of the powerhouse, he's operating and running the powerhouse, but it's not really necessary that we go see him. We can simply enjoy the facilities offered by the powerhouse.
That's all right, but if you are intelligent enough, if you are a rascal fool, you may not see. But if you are intelligent, then he will be eager to please operating. Let me see. That is the difference of intellect. Dull, that's like we read one story, one little boy, he was beating on a drum. So he became inquisitive. So where from the sound is coming? That somebody must be within it. So he took a knife and cut it. This is intelligence. Where from the sound is coming? He was waiting, but dum, dum, dum. He became inquisitive. That is intelligence. A dull student, coming, that's all. And intelligent, he tries. That is intelligence. Inquisitive. Intelligent boy will always inquire, what is this father? What is this father? Where from the sound is? That is intelligence. So, if one is very dull, just like cats and dogs, they cannot inquire. What is this machine? What is this behind? It is in the human form of life. These inquiries should come. Otherwise, he remains a cat and dog.
They say that this body, they don't accept the body as a machine because they've never experienced a machine that can think, feel, and will for itself.
What is that?
Well, they say that this body is more complicated than any other machine because it can think, feel, and will. Whereas other machines, they don't do that.
But the thinking, feeling, the brain is there. That is the particular machine because the operator is with it. That you cannot see. The thinking, feeling is coming from the operator. The soul is there. That this rascal cannot understand. That the thinking, feeling, that is of the operator, not of the machine. Is it clear or not? The operator is within. So the thinking, feeling, as you are asking, that is not of the machine, but of the operator, the soul.
Just like the child, Srila Prabhupada, who's trying to find the sound within the drum, the material scientists, they're trying to find out the cause and effect of the material world. Is that not intelligence?
Yes, but they have not reached the ultimate goal.
But they're trying.
They're trying, that is admitted. But they are concluding that there is no operator, that is their process. Because they have failed to find out. They have to go farther, farther, and see, yes, there is operator. That is final part of the thing. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhavanam janmanam ante jnanamanma. So after many, many births of sincere inquiry, man is actually intelligent. He is, Vasudeva Sarva. Here is Vasudeva. He is everything. That's the thing. He'll inquire, go on inquiring, life after life. And then he'll come to understand Vasudeva, Samahatma. You did not read this verse?
Oh, yes. Is this
what? They'll come after much trouble. Much inquiry, they'll come to the same conclusion, Vasudeva Sarva. But they'll waste time. That's all. When we say, here is operator, they'll not take. But they'll waste time and life after life, living, one day they'll come.
Does that mean that everybody is ultimately on the way back home? Does that mean that everybody is on the way back home, back to Godhead?
Yes, everyone is inquiring. But according to his intelligence, perfection, he is making progress. Everyone is inquiring. Everyone. Because he is meant for that purpose. He has forgotten Krishna. And Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. He is finding, trying to find out pleasure other than Krishna. Therefore he is being baptized. Unless he comes to Krishna, there is no place. That he does.
We have a saying in the West that curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah, another example, just like a crying child. Crying. As soon as he's on the lap of his mother, immediately stops. Why? He can understand. Now I've got the real thing. Rather romantic, he's still continuing crying. You have seen it?
Yeah.
This is practical. But when the child comes to the lap of his own mother, he's immediately stops. And mother also takes care. Why, my dear child? She sucks the breast and becomes satisfied.
So one day, the material scientist, after many, many births, will come to understand that Vasudeva or Krishna.
Yeah.
They will become devotees.
But that is their foolishness. We people, Krishna consciousness, that here is your ultimate goal of research. Take it. That will not. That is Krishna. They'll come to the same point, but when you offer him, he'll not take. That is left.
You were saying that inquisitiveness is the...
That is human life. That inquisitiveness cannot be found in cats and dogs. That is the difference between cats and dogs and human beings. Human being, unless he becomes inquisitive for what is the ultimate source, he's not human. These all people, 99.9%, they're not inquisitive. They're searching after some happiness. But they are not inquisitive. What is the source of happiness? They are being baffled. In the material world, for happiness they have discovered this horseless carriage and so many things. But there is so much unhappiness also. When the motor car is crashed between two, then life is lost. They are not inquisitive that we have invented this machine for happiness. Why this disaster? That intelligence is not there. That is it. They're simply going on, searching after. But they, when we say, no, not in this way, come this way, you'll get happiness. They'll have it. That is it.
But if a person becomes too much inquisitive, just like with the boy and the madanga, due to his inquisitiveness, he ruined the madanga, and then he doesn't have any drum.
Well, that's all right. But that the drum can be purchased again. But he is to be given credit because he's inquisitive. You can purchase another drum. It doesn't matter. But he gets the credit because he's inquisitive.
About these scientists, Srila Prabhupada. They're very inquisitive. They're trying to find out the cause of the material
world. That credit we give them, just like this child. But the childishness is this, that when they are given the correct information, they do not take very good.
How is it that they can come?
If we say to the scientist that you are searching after this, here is Krishna. Ahang sarva sarva, and the original source of it. They will not answer. That is their foolishness.
They are very inquisitive, Srila
Prabhupada. That credit is already given. But you are inquisitive for a certain thing. If the thing is offered, if you do not accept, then you become foolish. Onam janmanavante, Vasudeva, he will come to that point that Krishna is everything. But when you inform me before that here is the thing, they know it. That is what it is.
If you were saying everyone is inquisitive for happiness.
Yes.
But isn't that, shouldn't that be purified? Shouldn't we give up all desire for happiness?
Huh? No. Happiness is life. How can give up?
But if we desire for happiness, then we're being selfish.
Huh?
Then we're being selfish.
Yes, but you do not know where is your selfishness ends. That is your foolishness. They do not know. Everyone is selfish. Everyone is self-interested. But he does not know how to fulfill it. That is foolishness.
But isn't it better to give up all ego altogether?
Huh?
Shouldn't we give up all of our...
Why? Why? There is Mahavadi.
Then we become completely rid of all.
We make our egoism purified. I'm servant of Krishna. That is what. Not that to make my egoism zero. No, that is my avatar. They are disappointed. They think, finish this egoism. It cannot finish. Because you are individual soul, it cannot finish. Simply it has to be purified. I'm thinking, Indian, you're thinking, American, you're neither American. We are all part and parcel of Krishna. That we have to come to that point. Not to falsely think that I am American, I am Indian, I am cat, I am dog. That has to change. But we have come to this, the real egoism, that I am God and Sadhguru. That I am will go on. Not that they are thinking in a way to finish the I am. Or I am the same. Wrong thing.
So the Prabhupada, the material scientists are so inquisitive, yet they are leading lives like cats and dogs.
Yes,
how can they come to an
understanding? Wrongly directed. You are inquiring me. Sir, I want to go to certain position. If that place is this way, you go this way. You go this way, then you will be baffled. Unhappy. In wrong direction.
But we're taking some direction from...
That's all right.
So
if you take wrong direction, you'll be unhappy. Your destination will not be.
So how can the scientist arrive at Vasudeva Sarvamiti?
That he has to take lesson from direction from Krishna. Krishna says, the destination himself comes and says, here is, I am the destination, come here. And if you don't take that, it's your misfortune. The direction is there, the perfect director is there, but he's unfortunate. He does not accept it. That's what is happening. Our propaganda is therefore that you rascal, all blind leaders, rascals, don't try to lead. Take Krishna's instruction and lead. Then you will be perfect. This is our propaganda. Leading must be there. Direction must be there. But the direction and leading must be perfect. Then we will be perfect. Our inquiries must be there. But if the answers and the leading is bad, then you are bad. So we should make our inquiry to Krishna and take his direction. Then you will.
But some people say that the Bhagavad Gita is the direction. Some people say that the Quran is the direction. Some people,
many authorities say it is right, and that is your fortune and misfortune. As some people say that it is written by some man or something, that it is not perfect. There are many others also. They say it is perfect. Now it is your choice whom you to follow. So that some people, as they are against, they are in for also. Now it is up to you to accept. No? It is up to you. We accept the direction of the acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Chaitanya. Then it is perfect. And the direction of Gandhi or this man, that man. Both of them are taking direction. But when the direction is perfect, then you become perfect. If the direction is imperfect, you remain.
So we can see from the results of those different directions.
Yes. Palayanapali. That is it. Now, there are so many Gandhiite students. They have also read Bhagavad Gita. And you have also read Bhagavad Gita. Find out the difference. That is the result.
We have heard that Gandhi was a great Mahatma.
You have heard so many things. That a mountain gave birth to a mouse. You have heard like that.
But Gandhi, he also read Bhagavad Gita, and he made so many wonderful comments on
that
the Gita.
That wonderfulness is for the rascals and the fools. What wonderful he has done. He preached non-violence, but he was killed by violence. That is his wonderful action. He preached the philosophy of non-violence, which is impossible. Therefore, Krishna killed him by violence. This is his wonderful. His foolishness was proved that there cannot be non-violence. So he was a fool.
But he himself was non-violent.
But he's non-violent. That's all right. He is a fool. Therefore I say, he cannot bring non-violence in politics. There is no such history. It's like Arjuna wanted to be non-violent. Krishna chastised him. But you are a foolish number one. So this is to bring a horse before a cart. Politics and non-violence, it is incompatible. It is not possible. And he did it. Therefore, he is a fool. Just like if you want to cook without fire. Is it possible?
No.
So this is foolishness. If you become very bold enough, now I shall cook without fire. Then you are a rascal number one.
So should we...
Gandhi did it. Actually, he could not drive away the Britishers by non-violence. For 35 years he struggled. When Subhas was introduced, violence, they went down. This is politics. Politics and non-violence.
So it should
incompatible. There is no history in the world. that politics has been successful without violence. And he introduced this. How much foolish he was, we couldn't. It is same thing like that. Maybe somebody says, I'll cook without any. I shall scientifically do that a man can give birth to a child. There's no history. And if I say, now I shall do it, I shall see that equal rights. As a woman is giving birth to a child, the man also will give child. These things are foolishness. This is not intelligence. The woman are claiming equal rights. So stop giving birth to a child. Then equal rights. Can it be possible?
Well, they try.
The man and woman unites, but the woman becomes figure.
But they have
not the man. And if somebody says, now the man will become pregnant, is it not foolishness?
But they have made a way so that the women also don't have to become pregnant. This contraceptive and...
This is another foolishness.
That way they can...
This unnatural thing. What is this insignia?
It is Ford's insignia.
Ford?
Yeah, they've
this is Ford?
Made some...
Oh.
This is Ford, no?
LTD.
Yeah, it's a Ford.
Does it mean we should use violence to spread Krishna consciousness in Srila Prabhupada?
No.
This is our...
Yes, when there is politics, there is Krishna. I'm speaking of politics, not of love. You cannot create love by violence. That is another thing. But if you want kingdom, there must be violence. Yes. By violence, you cannot... force a woman agree to love you. There is nothing. Then there must be love. The business must be done accordingly. But when there is politics, there must be violence. Otherwise, you cannot come out victorious.
Politics in a friendly way.
Might is right. So Gandhi did this foolishness and he died of violence. He preached the philosophy of violence, non-violence, but he was himself killed by violence. That was his foolishness.
But we have seen Lord Buddha, he conquered all of India with ahimsa, non-violence. Lord Buddha.
Lord Buddha was not a politician.
But he conquered India. He became the most...
That is another thing, conquered India. If he conquered India, why is he driven out of India?
Well...
Nobody is Buddhist now. In India. It is in Japan. And that is also happened. So that is happened. Buddha's non-violence, Gandhi's non-violence is different.
Yeah.
Gandhi's non-violence was less killed because he was dealing in politics. Yeah. Buddha never handled in politics. So how you can compare with Buddha? His activities were different. His activity was for salvation, to stop all kinds of miseries of material world. That was his philosophy. He never dealt in politics. Although he was a king's son,
he
never dealt in politics. You cannot. This is foolishness. We do not know. We do not study. What is his Buddha's position? What is Gandhi's position?
But still, everyone in India respects Gandhi so much. They think they have statues and everything.
That is another thing. Good gentleman, he was very humble, mean. Because you have got some fault, that does not mean you have no qualities. That is another thing. But if you deal wrongly with something, then you must be called a policeman. quality, but if you do not know how to deal with business, then you are foolish. He was mainly engaged in politics, but he did not know how to deal with politics. Misleading people that in the Bhagavad Gita there is non-violence, discipline. Because Arjuna wanted to become non-violent, the whole Bhagavad Gita was taught to him how to become violent, and this Askan says that in the Bhagavad Gita there is non-violence. It is not false. So a man preaching falsehood is a gentleman. Or is a right man. So that is his purpose. Either he is a foolish resident or he is not a gentleman. False is preaching for him. That is his purpose. If you do not know a subject matter, why do you talk about it? Either you mislead or cheat or you are a foolish. You have no science. Here is a tape recorder. I do not know how the message is working. If I talk about it authoritatively, is it not my foolishness? I can talk about Bhagavad Gita and something else, but that does not mean I know everything of this message. He did it like that. He was dealing in politics, and he took as a Mahatma, a religious man. That was his cheating.
And because people are so much in darkness about religion, therefore
yes,
they accept
everyone
it.
Everyone is in darkness. If you can make propaganda, then people will be misled. That is not very difficult. It's like in Russia, nobody is communist. But it is going on. Russia is a communist country. I have studied thoroughly. Nobody is communist.
Just the leaders.
Maybe a few only. But it is going on by propaganda that Russia is a communist country. The people in general, they are forced to accept. The book was written by someone, terrorism. It is terrorism.
Terrorism, yeah.
That's it. By force. Nobody accepts this communist religion. I have studied.
They are very, very unhappy. A young man cannot go out of the country. You see? Restricted. How much uncomfortable he is feeling. Especially in European countries, the young man, they want to go. They will not allow. They will not allow anything to read except Lenin's literature. What is this? Simply suppressing. Everyone is unhappy. Which way? Is that? Yeah. This is their position. I have seen it directly. And I feel like one is suspected. That he is doing otherwise, he will be sent to some unknown camp. Nobody knows where he has been sent.
Just like they had some people who came to Russia to start some Buddhist thing. Right. And then they were sent away to some camp, concentration camp. No one has seen them.
This is there. It is the most fallen country. No freedom. No freedom at all. Horrible country.
Why don't the people revolt and show up over them?
Huh?
Why do not they revolt if they're so unhappy?
Yes, they're revolting, but they're now so much suppressed. They cannot. Sometimes there is revolt. Sometimes there is upheaval.
Not a big upheaval because they're terrorized. They're afraid that if they revolt, then they'll
be killed.
Yeah, the government will come out and just shoot them
all. The Leninists, Stalinists, they kill. It is a country of tyranny. That's all. The government men, they're simply terrorists. That's all.
Just like in Cambodia, they just, the new communist government, they executed tens and thousands of people just recently.
They see.
People who are working for the old government, they just killed them all. So this is what the people
terrorism.
Are afraid of.
This communism means terrorism.
Thank you. I have a garland, but it's not finished. It's almost gone.
Communism means that I have seen, studied personally, by threat, by pressure. Nobody is communist.
Is the whole world going to become? Is the whole world going to become communist, Prabhupada, or is the whole world going to become Christian?
Nobody is communist, but the demands are powerful. They'll declare.
They introduce.
Huh?
They will introduce it.
They're not introduced. They declare like that, falsely. That's all.
Even in some countries where communism is... even in some countries where the communism has a very light influence, like in Thailand, there's a little bit of communist influence. When they had a student revolt, the government came in with tanks and machine guns and immediately killed about 3,000 students.
In Thailand?
Yeah. In Bangkok. That was about 2 years ago. So the people are very afraid to cause any upheaval. They're afraid that immediately the government will just come and kill them. Because the government has all the weapons. They have the tanks and the guns and everything. And the normal people, they don't have any weapons.
This is the age of Kali. Therefore, the only shelter is Krishna. There is no other. In India, it's practically doing that. No. There is no reason they are not censoring all time. They do not give any reason. No. Why no? I don't give any reason. And Kirtan is nonsense. They are doing that already.
Srila Prabhupada, for breakfast, just fruits?
Yeah.
Milk?
No.
Milk?
No. You can cashew and ginger.
Ginger, I don't think you have any.
Ginger and cashews?
Yeah.
And you make what is called chana. And during lunch, you make
cheese.
Okay. Cheese fried and make a little bit.
Tomato and cheese.
Tomato cheese, put it there. And fried peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And salad too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By force, communism is going on by force. It is the result of sinful life.
They're put into that circumstance.
Yes, people are simple. They not do nicely and by nature. Just like the child killing. Mm. They did it in his previous life. Oh. Now he is suffering. He will be killed. Nature's reaction. We are taking sympathy with the child who is being killed, but we do not know that he did the same business, now he is being killed. That is nature's.
The person who doesn't know, he thinks that the child is innocent.
Innocent child. He's not innocent. He's sinful. He's being, what is called, chastised. Sakarma pala ruk ji. That is the word. Sakarma. One suffers. You can sit down here. Everyone suffers the reaction of his own work. Sakarma pala ruk ji. Because he's a child, he takes him very. Such a small child is being killed. He takes him back. He is the potent criminal. Now he is being punished.
And the same with all these wars, the people who are being killed, they're simply...
Therefore, those who are in high standard, they do not take anything as wrong. Everyone is suffering his own reaction. Then bhaktas, they think, tattena kampasu samukshamar bunyana eva kritanga vipaka. When a devotee is in trouble, he thinks that I am suffering from my past being. He says, then suffering. Then the devotee gets it. Let me be, do my business, chant Hare. Then he is sure. Such person is assured to come back. He doesn't care for all this suffering. He thinks, I'm suffering from my past duty, so why should I bother myself? Let me do my present duty. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That is first class position. He is assured. In spite of all material difficulties, if he goes on with chanting, then he is chance is first. And step in. Daivhak. Daivhak means he inherits God's property as the son inherits the father's property. Daivhak. So we should be careless with all these political shows. We should simply want. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was careless. Family affairs, wife responsibility, or mother's responsibility, politics, nothing. Simply chant Krishna. Kirtaniya. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He didn't care for anything. No responsibility. My only business is to chant. That is it. He preached for some time, then he simply engaged himself. Preaching means to make him strong. Preaching means to become firmly convinced in Krishna consciousness. That is preaching. So when he is firmly convinced, then he can give up preaching and sit down in simple preaching. Not in the beginning, that is imitation. He must be firmly convinced. So we have to study Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. Except, this is the plain and simple truth, except chanting Hare Krishna mantra, there is no other business of the universe. So the preaching is also chanting Hare Krishna. There is preaching. That has been shown by all the disciples of Chaitanya, all the Goswami, Haridas Thakur, and others. Only business. How to develop Krishna? No other business. That is sannyasa. He has no other business. To preach Krishna consciousness, to practice Krishna consciousness, to convince Krishna consciousness, this. No other business. We don't take part in politics, physiology, mental speculation, science, and so on, so on, all nonsense. He rejects all, kicked out. That is the perfect. It should be a waste of time. These are all superficial. It's like waves in the sea. You know what is the meaning? Waves and waves. Unfortunately, being misguided, this position of opulence, then misusing it. And therefore becoming hippies. Simply misusing it. Instead of utilizing the position for development of Krishna consciousness, they are misusing. So timely the movement has come to your country. Just try to apply in your practical life, preach all over the world, at least all over your own country. Here also, the Australians, they have got opulence. Try to leave them. You are American or Australian?
I'm an Australian, Prabhupada. I'm an Australian.
Australian, he says.
Australian, that's right. Learn this art and preach. There is good potential in your country. There also not poverty. Krishna says, imam rajarsayavi. Rajarsayavi means very rich kings. He never said, all the bhangi is understood. All the wretched class understood. That is not true. It is meant for the leaders of the society, opulent kings and leaders. It is meant for them. Our disciplined mind cannot, but there is no bar, there is no hindrance. But it is specially meant for the opulent person. Otherwise, why Krishna says, Mangara Ajarsayogi. And he instructed first to the sun god. He is not an ordinary person. He instructed later on to Arjuna. He is not an ordinary person. Because one important person learns the science, he will preach it all over the earth. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is direct descent. They are not ordinary person. So unless Swami is materially not ordinary, he cannot preach. All the Goswami, they are coming from respect to the white Gaudiya Math. He is a third class man. No position in their past life.
Most of them just came from the villages.
That's all. Uneducated, half educated, poor, poverty is there. There we could not dwell. Some of our godfathers had beat them and did not work for them in previous life. This big business organizer, and therefore he has been able to organize like this. They admit it. They are coming from some third class status. This is not pride, this is fact.
Actually, I noticed that myself so many times in the way you handle money and managerial affairs. Very expert.
Yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Jino Bhutale Sayanga Rupa Goswami. Who established the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Rupa Goswami, your minister. You are not a cultivator, plow demon.
It's very difficult in Kali Yuga to get the advanced materialists such as ministers and big businessmen
to come back. It's not to be empty. How the Bhagavatam has come back? Because the expert person was Sri Chaitanya.
Yes.
See, if you become expert, you can come back. How these governors are coming, how these politicians are coming.
Because you're the expert.
Then that is true. You have to become expert to convert another expert. Hmm. If you're not experienced, how you can convert others?
Is it true that you you will end up converting people according to your own, in other words, you convert people of your own caliber?
Not on any caliber. That requires expert management.
But if you become high quality or high class, then automatically you attract that type of person.
Yeah. That you can do. You have any people you can do. That I am instructing. You can do. And actually, because some of you have cooperated, the movement is going on. Therefore I came to America. But I found that in India, no intelligent boy at the time. Then I decided, let me go back.
Still, even after the, even after you went to America and brought back so many European and American disciples, still the Indians are so slow to come and join.
Because they have been, the disease is very chronic. They are not opulent. That diagnosis is already given. They have become poverty stricken. So Daridra Dosha Gunarashi, although they are born in India, they have got many qualifications. Due to this poverty stricken position, the first business is because they have got family attachment. So they cannot sacrifice. They will work very, very hard. We have seen how they are going to office, how, because they have got the responsibility of family. That is India's another feature. They take family responsibility. In your country, there is no such thing. There is no family, there is no family responsibility. But India is still, that old tradition is going on. Therefore, they cannot sacrifice the family responsibility, although they are willing.
A lot of times,
this is the whole thing. It is due to poverty. They have got family responsibility. They think if I go, then whole family will starve. How can I go? That is the exact position. And to come to that state, let my family starve, I don't mind. That is very harsh. That is Sarvadharma and Purittarji, Mama Ivamsa. Oh, no, it's not. Simply I will respond. It is not ordinary thing. You cannot expect these things from ordinary man.
A person that might see somebody do that and might think that they're irresponsible.
Yeah, escaping so many accusations. But all, with all these accusations, one can do that. There is no harm. But that position is not for all.
Due to that poverty-stricken condition, when if someone does come to us, they usually want to get something.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You find out this verse. Tattva sadhammam charanam bhujam. Find out first in English.
In Bhagavatam.
Yeah.
First candle.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Find out this verse. Tattva sadhammam charanam bhujam hari. Bhajanda pakkota pate tattvili. Yatta kuva avatra ahur avasakim.
Tattva svadhanam charanam bhujam hare bhajana pakvota pate tato yadi yatrakva bhav padram abhur amushyake kuvarta apta bhajatam svadhanta. Translation. One who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage. Yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything.
Yes. They are thinking I am doing my duty, but they do not gain anything. And a person doesn't care for any responsibility when it comes to Krishna consciousness. He gains it. Even if he falls down in immature state, he gains something. The other man, he is doing his duty very nicely, but he is getting nothing. This is it, the purpose.
As far as the duties of mankind are concerned, they are innumerable duties. Every man is duty-bound not only to his parents, family members, society, country, humanity, other living beings, the demigods, etc., but also to the great philosophers, poets, scientists, etc. It is enjoined in the scriptures that one can relinquish all such duties and surrender under the service of the Lord. So if one does so and becomes successful in the discharge of his devotional service unto the Lord, it is well and good. But it so happens sometimes that one surrenders himself unto the service of the Lord by some temporary sentiment, and in the long run, due to so many other reasons, he falls down from the path of service by undesirable association. There are so many instances of this in the histories. Bharat Maharaj was obliged to take his birth as a stag due to his intimate attachment to a stag. He thought of this stag when he died. As such, in the next birth he became a stag, although he did not forget the incidents of his previous birth. Similarly, Chitraketu also fell down due to his offenses at the feet of Shiva. But in spite of all this, the stress is given here to surrendering under the lotus feet of the Lord, even if there is a chance of falling down. Because even though one falls down from the prescribed duties of devotional service, he will never forget the lotus feet of the Lord. Once engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, one will continue the service in all circumstances. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that even a small quantity of devotional service can save one from the most dangerous position. There are many instances of such examples in history. Ajamil is one of them. Ajamil in his early life was a devotee, but in his youth he fell down. Still, he was saved by the Lord at the end.
Even my sentiment when it comes to Krishna is not real. It's here. And if one person does not come to Krishna consciousness, he does his duty very nicely, he gains nothing.
Due to the so many rascal commenters on the Bhagavad Gita, in India, all the Indians have the conception that the perfection of human life is to simply execute one's karma, or to do his duty to his family, etc. And therefore they're wasting their time in this way without completely neglecting devotional service.
You bring so many varieties of food. My duty is to eat.
Yeah, so.
I'll let me back on my duty. Thank you.